Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all doing good today? And man, team, thank you so much for that worship time this morning. I needed that. How many of y'all needed that worship time this morning? Come on. I needed that with all my heart, and I'm just so thankful to be here. And I have a different kind of flow for you today. I don't have like the typical like 3 points in a poem. I don't have like all this cute stuff. What you're getting me today is kind of real and raw, me sharing with you. And I'm just going to kind of like just share. I don't have like this set notes. I just got my heart, got some things stirring in my heart that I want to share. And I'm just so excited about it. And we're in this like whole series about like, what do I believe when I don't know what I believe, and how many of y'all can relate to being there sometimes? Yeah, I'm being honest. Like sometimes I know God loves me. I know His love's real, but where's this love sometimes? Am I right? Yeah, I know He's a good God, but sometimes I don't know that He's a good God. I know that He answers prayer, but He doesn't always answer my prayer. Did I hit something? And so I've been in this kind of like thought process of, I'm just going to jump in, Matthew chapter 6, and I know it's in the Message translation. I know some of y'all like to say, wow, I don't like the Message. Well, I'm going to read it to you in the Message translation, okay? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to share my heart, and because I believe God has something to say to you this morning. Did you come here to hear God today? Not just learn about Him, but hear from Him. There's a difference. See, you can learn about Him, but when you experience Him and there's a revelation of Him, it's different. And so in Matthew chapter 6, in the Message translation here, and man, this has just been lighting me up. I can't get out of this verse. I've been trying like crazy. I can't. And it's, your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. And if you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a musty cellar. Now let's just pull up it. Like our eyes are like the windows, and if we live wide-eyed, light gets in. Wonder and belief, but when we live squinty-eyed, like distrust, I'm not sure. Greed. I'm just gonna wait to see. I'm gonna figure it out. And I think like there's many people here today that are just like me. I want to live in wide-eyed wonder. No, this is my prayer every day, every single day. This morning, and I just said, God, take me back. I want to live in wide-eyed wonder of who You are, but unfortunately, I get like squinty-eyed. And God's about to open your eyes today. Because we were designed and created to live wide-eyed in wonder and allow light into our lives. But we begin to question and we begin to ask questions and we begin to like go through all this stuff. And God's taking us back into that. See, God's taking me out of obligation and back into expectation and anticipation and participation. But I don't live there all the time. I wish I could stand here and say, I live there all the time, and I don't. I go in and out. Let me try to do John 15:9. And red letters, these are Jesus' words here. He says, I've loved you. He's talking to His followers. Even as, everybody say, even as. Even as the Father has loved me. Now, isn't that interesting? He says, I've loved you even as. Most of us don't have an even as. God loves Pastor Eric and the Guatemala team much better than me because they got to see really cool stuff. And I'm stuck in Pittsburgh. The reason we're stuck in Pittsburgh is because we didn't get a plane ticket and go to Guatemala. Just a thought. And so we don't have even as. We have God loves Pastor Rick, or God loves the worship team, or God loves other people, but not even as. And God loves us. So Jesus is saying, even as the Father has loved me,
I love you. But here it is. Here it is. This kicker is like, remain in my love. Stay constant. Stay vigilant. Stay fervent in my love. And I'm going to be honest, I don't stay in love. I don't stay in there. I go in and out. I kind of go in and I get what I need and I step back out. I kind of go in and say, oh yeah, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And then I jump back out. Like, and so there's times that it's there and there's times it's not. And I struggle sometimes with the two. And I don't live there. But I want to live there. Like, I want to go there and I want to stay there, but I don't. And I think sometimes in our lives, what we do, and even as a pastor, sometimes it's like, just stop that. It's like a parent who asks their kids, like, why did you do that? Why did you hit your sibling? Have you ever done that? And they're like, I don't know. Right? Am I right? Like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that at the store? Why'd you drop that? Why'd you do that? It's like, I don't know. It's like they don't know. They just did it. Am I right? And I think sometimes we resort to, just stop that. Just stop it. Come on. Love your spouse for a change. Now, I'm serious. This is what we do. We resort to, just change this behavior. Come on. Stop looking at that stuff on your phone. Turn it off. Come on, raise your hands. Come on, why aren't you excited about Jesus? Rather than speak till we have a problem in our heart. We don't speak to the heart of the matter. We don't speak to the real heart issue that my heart is far from Jesus. My heart, the center of my being, isn't there. It's like, and I'll just use my own life, like with Natalie, there's times when I know I need to do better. Anybody here married haven't ever had a time where you could do better? I didn't say your spouse could do better. I said you could do better. Thank you for those honesty. Thank you very much, man. God's about to set you free, you know? And there's times I need to do better, but the real issue is our hearts aren't connected. Because when our hearts are connected, serving and sacrificing, they come more easy. Am I right? The same is true with God. When serving and sacrificing become this chore, this box we have to check off, oh, I'm serving today. Got to get there early. That's a symptom to a problem in our heart. If every time we're in church, and today, you know, one of our elders, Matt's here, or Pastor Eric stands up, or whoever does the offering, if you go, oh God, it's the offering time again. That's a symptom to where our heart is. Our hearts are far from Him. And so I've been praying, God, take me back to wide-eyed wonder. And this is my other part here. I want to go back to where it's all effortless. There used to be a time where everything was effortless. It was just like whatever God says we're going to do. Like, oh, we're getting to get together and we're going to read the Bible. What time? Where? No, you see, life has, you know, you were speaking to it this morning, Pastor Eric. You were speaking like we live in this paced world, and we have to schedule this stuff, but we're scheduling Jesus out of our lives rather than Jesus into our lives. And what's the problem is our hearts get far from God because we live squinty-eyed and we don't remain in His love. And I want to go back to just remaining in His love. And so from like mid-May, God's just taking me on this journey where it's like, God, I don't just want to get into religion and ruts. And religion is man's attempt to please God. And we're not here attempting to please God. We're here acknowledging that God is pleased because what Jesus has done. Big difference. Yeah. And yeah, there's times I got to be told, man, come on, Rick, like raise your hands. There's times I got to be told, like lift your hands. And there's times I got to tell my soul, come on, soul, we're going to bless the Lord today. Is there times you got to do that? Yeah, but I want to get out of the sacrificing, get out of the serving, and just go back into this effortless love. Wherever, whatever God does, he does. And I've been having great opportunities lately because I've been just saying, God, I want to live in wide-eyed wonder. Let me see you today. That's my prayer. It doesn't sound real spiritual, but it really works. Because what happens when you get hurt, when you get wounded, and you get distrust inside of you, you live squinty-eyed. And every time there's a conflict between you and God, it's an opportunity to trust. Just like in a marriage relationship, every time there's a problem and there's a conflict, what it really is an opportunity to grow in trust. See, we were designed to live in adventure, but unfortunately we find mystery. Yeah, I want to serve Jesus. It's an adventure. It's great. But there's times it's a mystery. And I want to go back and live effortless and just, God, whatever you want and however you want it. And God, just take me there. That's where I want to go to. So where's God's love when you need it? In Psalm 91, I ran in this a couple days ago. My daily reading. Man, here it is. Psalm 91:14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. Do you still believe God will answer if you call? Do you still believe that? Not mechanically, not as a box to check off, but he's there. Come on. And when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them. I love the way this says this. I will be with them in trouble. God wants to be with us through our tensions and through our opportunities to trust. And we can live wide-eyed there and go back to that joy and effortless, like, fun of, like, whatever God asks, let's do this thing. But see, somehow we mix up and we say, man, once I get mature in Christ, then I won't need to trust him. That's not maturity. That's not it at all. Maturity is still trusting in the mystery. Faith isn't faith until you ask God for something, you don't get it, and you still trust that he's a good God anyhow. Are you with me? And what I'm trying to do today is this, is saying that in the midst of everything going on, we just got to go back to him. Like back to the joy. I've been having great opportunities just sharing my faith with people. I for some of you know, I tore my calf muscle about 5 weeks ago. And in the middle of summer, I like to be outside a lot, like to play tennis. And it's like, for the last 5 weeks, all I'm doing is sitting around with my leg up. And I'm telling you, it's like, oh, Jesus, please come. I don't know if I said that more or Natalie said that more, one or the other. Maybe she said it more like, please, God, you know. Like, please release, you know. And I'm like, I'm being honest. I got frustrated because my whole identity got in a boot on my leg. And I started, like, I wasn't who I should be. And God's like, no, I got you right where I want you. You can live in wide-eyed wonder, right, just sitting right where you are. But we got to be willing to give up our false identity of our injury and our problems and go back to wide-eyed, effortless, joy-filled wonder. Am I speaking to your heart today? No, really, I want to speak to your heart. I want to speak down deep into your heart here and say, man, we got to give up distrust. We got to give up greed. We got to give up selfishness. And I'm not saying, like, you got to do this. But when I fall in love with Jesus, that stuff doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I said this over and over, and I'm going to liken this to, like, the relationship I have with my wife, Natalie. When my heart's right, it's amazing how nice she is. No, I said when my heart's right. But when my heart's not right, it's amazing how everything she says is mean to me. Whose problem is it? It's my heart. And the same is with God. It's an invitation today to go back in that effortless love. And so let's go to Matthew 11. Matthew 11. I just got a few more minutes, and then we're going to switch gears. And Matthew 11. Can I go to the New Living? I'm switching it up. Thank you so much. Thank you. And Jesus said, this is Jesus, red letters here. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. Weary is the stuff you get on your own. Heavy burdens are the stuff that gets externally put on you. Weary is internal. Heavy burdens are out here. And he says, I want to give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And unfortunately, most of us think that word rest means he's going to give us another week at the beach. How many of y'all know that week at the beach, you're tireder when you get home than when you went? Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Come on. Shame him. Yeah, I'm serious. Because you drive 10 hours, like the last 3 days at the beach, all you're thinking about is, I got to drive home. It ruins your last 3 days. I can tell I'm getting older because my vacations get closer to home. Pretty soon I'm going to be just sitting on my back deck the whole time. I was just like, that's like, why bother? It's like, good. I find more rest there. No, I'm serious. And so he says, my yoke is easy. So he's not wanting to give us another vacation. What God wants to give us is something useful. That's what this means, useful. He wants to give us something useful and yoke us back to him. Because when I'm yoked, connected with him, my problems don't go away, but his love becomes ever more clear to me. So where we're in right now as a church, we're moving. I just really sense this. I just really have it in my heart. I'm like, God, we got to go back to our heart connection with Jesus. And so, worship team, come on back. And I could go a lot of different directions, but I hope I got the point across here. I'm really struggling because I don't want to give you a simple formula. We love formulas. How many of you are waiting for the magic pill? And you just look at me. Am I right? We want the magic, like just take a pill, we lose weight. We're perfectly fit. We don't need to exercise again. Am I right? We all want it. We want the instant. And I'm struggling because I don't want to just give you a formula today. But I do know this, that when our hearts are like right with God and I commit my works to God, my thoughts will be established. I think it's Proverbs 16, 1 or 2 or 3 in there. I'm just flowing here. And we allow simple things to separate us from the love of God. The joy of sacrificing and serving. Did you hear when the people shared today? They were all like, they're all like jazzed up. They didn't look like they were doing community service. They're just in love with Jesus. And that's where I've been. I've been having so much fun just sharing Jesus. I walked into the doctor's office and I sat down. And this kid looks at me. He said, there's something different about you. This is what he said. I went, uh-huh. He looks down at my chart. He said, you're a pastor. I knew there was something different about you. Now, unfortunately, most of the time when people say pastor, it's not good. But he was like, I knew there was something different about you. I said, yeah, it's Jesus. Like, I didn't have to go to this, like, formula. I just went to, let me talk to you about Jesus. Yeah, I've been serving God a long time, 44 years I've been a follower of Jesus. And I'm just like, I'm just in love with him, and he's in love with you. And I says, well, tell me about you and Jesus. And I just what I was saying. And unfortunately, he said, you know, he said, I'm living a lifestyle that I know God's not pleased with. He says, I want to know God, but I know that I can't do what I'm doing and do that too. And so I didn't condemn him. I didn't say anything. I says, listen, you haven't forgot about God, and he hasn't forgot about you. Why don't you give God another chance? God knows, he sees, and he cares. This has been my message. Anybody who'll sit with me long enough, God knows, he sees, he cares. God knows, he sees, he cares. And I'm overwhelmed by this. He knows, he sees. And even when I'm learning, we're at the ice cream place three weeks ago, and we're giving out free ice cream. And I'm like, and so I'm just watching everybody who's done it before. This is how I learn. I'm like, okay, I can do that. This is how I learn. I went, okay, let me. And so I just would walk up to people and say, God knows, he sees, and he cares about you. You should just watch people melt with that. And so today, I want to invite you back to a relationship, not a formula, but a relationship that God knows, he sees, he cares. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to stand to your feet. And we're going to spend some more time worshiping Jesus. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have prayer time today. But it's going to be different. You're not going to walk up to somebody and say, this is what I need prayer for. God knows, he sees, and he cares. He does. How many of y'all believe that? At least by faith. By faith right now, yeah. But how many of y'all, when I was speaking, something inside your heart was saying, I want that. I want to know that. Come on, be honest. How many of you are like, I want that? Like I'm not living there. Well, welcome to my world, because I don't live there all the time, but I want to. So this is what we're going to do. The worship team has this song that, like, oh my goodness, it's lit. It's all I've been listening to this morning. And I've been listening to the 12-minute version, and it's, like, so awesome. And Half My Heart. So I'm going to invite you. If you know you're living a little below the experience that you believe God's promised for you, and there's more of God's love you could live and experience, I'm inviting you to come out of your seat and just stand up here and let's worship together. And then we have people here that are prepared to pray for you. Now they're just going to come behind you, and you're probably going to feel maybe just a touch on your shoulder, just your shoulder, and they're going to pray for you. That's just affirmation of prayer. They're going to just pray for you. And we're going to believe, God, that the right people are going to pray the right prayer for you. No, I'm serious. We're going to get out of, like, I got to control it all. You can't experience God and you be in control at the same time. Have you ever tried? It doesn't work. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a prayer time. And we're going to have some worship time. So I'm asking you, like, you don't need to leave. It's all cool. And in a little while, Matt's going to come up and he's going to close us up. When we're all done, it's going to take some time. Because our hearts are going to get connected back with Jesus. And how you get connected is just, God, here I am. I want to get reconnected, my heart with your heart. And I've been wrapped up in me, and I've been wrapped up in all my stuff, and I'm so sorry. God, would you just once again unite my heart with your heart, and let me be yoked to you today. That's the prayer right there. That's the prayer. So I want you right now, just if you, that's you. Come on, like, don't delay. Just move out of your seats. Begin moving forward. Just begin moving forward. Just line up all the way across here. Just line up and just trust that the right people are going to come up behind you. But don't leave. Just stay up here. Just worship Jesus. This is for everybody. This is for